You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Wednesday morning, March 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Network news breaks. Pelican Acquisition Corporation announces Arctic Logistics Agreement supporting Greenland energy drilling campaign. Pelican Acquisition announced a strategic logistics agreement with Desgagné to support cargo transportation for Christie drilling operations in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. The agreement provides specialized vessels and beach landing capabilities for the upcoming exploration campaign. The leadership team behind Greenland Energy Company is set to the merger of Greenland Energy Company on NASDAQ. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Exploring Scotland with ease, car hire in Edinburgh. Exploring Scotland with ease. Car hire in Edinburgh offers visitors and professionals the freedom to move freely and make the most of their time in the city. With a focus on flexibility and sustainability, car rental allows travelers to choose vehicles that match their needs, from urban driving to longer journeys. Explore Scotland's diverse landscapes and reach destinations beyond public transport routes with the convenience of car hire in Edinburgh.
Pelican Acquisition Corporation, PELIA. Arctic project targets potential 13B barrel Greenland oil basin. Pelican Acquisition Corporation is set to create Greenland Energy Company, targeting the potential 13 billion barrel oil basin in Greenland's Jameson Land. The merger with March GL and Greenland Exploration Limited, led by oil executive Robert Price, aims to tap into a frontier petroleum system. The drilling campaign, based on seismic data from the 1980s, could establish Greenland as a key player in Arctic energy resources. Investor news breaks. Pelican Acquisition Corp. Arctic project targets potential 13B barrel Greenland oil basin. Pelican Acquisition Corp. is set to create Greenland Energy Company, targeting a potential 13 billion barrels of oil in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin. The merger will bring together Texas-based March GL, Greenland Exploration Limited, and Pelican Acquisition Corp. under the leadership of veteran oil executive Robert Price. The drilling campaign aims to confirm one of the largest undeveloped petroleum systems in the Arctic, positioning Greenland as a strategic energy frontier.
Max Power Mining Corp. initiates commercial evaluation of Canada's first confirmed subsurface natural hydrogen system. Max Power Mining Corp. has initiated the commercial evaluation of Canada's first confirmed subsurface natural hydrogen system and its Lawson site near Central Butte. The company is moving forward with a 3D seismic survey covering a 47 square kilometer area and has identified over 80 additional subsurface structures along the Genesis Trend. CEO Ron Narayanasamy stated that they are accelerating their strategy towards commercial validation, signaling a significant advancement in the natural hydrogen sector.
Toyota announces major update to its EVs. Toyota has announced a major update to its electric vehicle lineup with the debut of the 2027 Highlander EV, the brand's first three-row electric SUV. This model marks Toyota's first battery electric vehicle to be assembled in the U.S., setting new milestones in the industry. As competition in the U.S. electric vehicle market heats up, companies like Lucid Motors may need to expand their range of models to stay competitive. Unlocking Alaska's Critical Corridor, how Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TMQ is well-positioned in America's future mineral supply chain. Trilogy Metals Inc. is set to benefit from the Department of the Interior's decision to open 2.1 million acres in Alaska's Dalton Corridor. allowing expanded mining access tied to the Ambler Road. With a 50% interest in Ambler Metals, Trilogy Metals is well-positioned in America's future mineral supply chain, boasting high-grade copper projects crucial for power grid expansion, data centers, advanced manufacturing, and defense systems.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.